And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
Hey. Oh, you want a Subway Series?
I want a Subway World Series.
Okay. You know it has nothing to do with the sandwich. Like
No, it has to do with the trains. I mean, that's what we used to call the subways here.
What?
Subway. That's what you call the MBTA.
You did?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
Yes. We all did know that.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
What is a principal? We talk about young men having anger issues.
I think it's somebody who overlooks high school.
There you go.
Or maybe oversees.
A different kind of principal.
Oversees a high school.
I do love Friday shows. I gotta tell you.
But I can't throw jokes out there.
Joined by the Relationship Alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
Became sick with parasites after being served beer meat.
Beer?
Beer meat?
Yeah.
You mean beer?
Like a bear.
Like a bear.
Oh, sorry, bear.
Oh, yeah.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shimey. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
Well, there's a penis sculpture in Italy that's outraged the locals.
Oh, are you serious? The last name is what?
Pesky.
So Italy has their own pesky pole.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg Hill!
Go!
Greg Hill!
Show!
All right. Raining, and we are at Gillette Stadium after a Patriots loss. Reminds me of the plot of a classic Bill Murray film, Wiggy, Groundhog Day.
Oh,
it's like this every week. But
I hate that movie.
You know what? It was weird. I liked it, and then I didn't like it, and then I've sort of gone back to liking it.
I don't like movies or shows that show me the same scene over and over again with a little bit of a difference. I hate it. I think it's repetitive. It's not, and I understand that's the whole point of the movie. Groundhog Day, not for me.
Yeah,
that's why Courtney hates draft talk.
Yes.
Careful, but Bill Murray's a living legend.
No, it's nothing against him.
But we are here, and it's a Patriots Monday, and it is, when it comes to Drake May, he's got his first game in the books as a starter in the NFL. And, I mean, there were some positives yesterday. A lot of negatives, but there were some positives yesterday.
This is our first moral victory Monday, in my opinion. It's a moral victory Monday for me, 100%. Because I saw Drake May out there, and there was mistakes. But absolutely got me excited for the future. Yeah. It's a moral victory Monday in my mind.
I look at it like this is kind of going to be my lead, but there's nothing that can get me down today because I'm relatively happy with what I saw in the sense of how he played. Like, my expectations of this football team winning games at the beginning of the season weren't very high.
Right.
So they're not, just because you put Drake May in isn't going to change my thought process on wins and losses. I just want to see if he could develop and he could not make the same mistakes at the beginning of the game that he was at the end of the game. And you could see him kind of do that a little bit. So that's the part that I look at, like, all right, Now you got another game next week against a crappy team, and let's see if you can continue to build off of what you did in your first start.
Well, he was 20 of 33 for 243 yards, three touchdowns, two interceptions, and one fumble. I think Jacoby Brissett had two lone touchdowns in his five games as a New England Patriots starting quarterback. So that's good. They put up 21 points, which they've yet to do this season. Mm-hmm. And
they had an offense. Had an offense, and it was obviously, God, was it awful. The product, the people that run this organization should be ashamed of what they have around Drake May. It is absolute garbage. The offensive line is abysmal. They had a guy playing center who literally was signed 2 days ago off the Raiders practice squad. I don't know if you know this. The Raiders suck. So you get their scrap heap. And the other thing is, now this organization, in their last 30 games, they've won seven. They've lost eight straight at Gillette Stadium. And Courtney is right to be optimistic, because the toughest thing to find is a quarterback.
Yeah.
And if they started this guy in week one, as Wiggy wanted, as Shime wanted, as I think Courtney wanted, as I wanted, they win three games right now. They beat the Dolphins. They beat the Seahawks. They are 3-3, heading to beat the god-awful Jacksonville Jaguars, and you actually have a football season despite all the issues on this roster. And I just saw the, you know, they're showing Robert Kraft high-fiving after that beautiful throw. I mean, talk about it, from the heavens.
Was, dropping a dime.
That was fantastic.
I got the feels again for the first time. Like, I was like, holy cow, I was so shocked. I couldn't believe what I was watching. But that moment, and they show Kraft, and I'm like, wait, you mean the guy that's the reason why they're 1-5 is celebrating in the booth when he had every opportunity to improve this roster? But I love Drake May on the field, but I love him even more off of it. I thought, this is the guy you can get behind. He's not going to blame everybody. He doesn't have the bitter Mac face. Like, I just, everything about Drake May yesterday, I felt good for the team, Shime, and the organization.
And that could be something he learned from Jacoby, because Jacoby was very similar in the way he approached games after losses and the media and fans and the way he took responsibility for things. So if he was going to learn anything from Jacoby by being on the sidelines, that could be one of them, of how to deal with criticism.
Yeah.
And when you think about turning it around, like, and I had said this before, this was one of my leads. It's not going to take that much time. Curtis just brought it up. If you had him start in week one and you're sitting here at 3-3 going to Jacksonville next – not Jacksonville, but playing Jacksonville next week in London, there's a realistic chance that based on the way the Jets are playing and what happened with Miami and kind of where the Bills are, you have a legitimate chance of basically competing for your division. So it's not going to take much. Do we expect them to kind of now all of a sudden turn it around? Probably not, but – when you look at the offseason and you look at where they're going next year, if they get pieces around them, figuring out what they want to do, whether it's drafting a wide receiver that high again, because it seems like the Jaden Polk kid, I mean, whew.
He does not seem like he's able to catch the ball when it's thrown to him.
Well, that's the number one job as a wide receiver.
It is, yes. So, just to be clear, you are suggesting, after seeing Drake May in one game as an NFL starter, that the New England Patriots would have won two other games so far this season and would be contending for the division.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. I agree with Curtis. I think you beat Seattle and Miami.
Yeah. I don't know if everybody's going to agree with you on that, but
Do you think they beat Miami with him?
I would assume if they're going to put up 21 points that they would end up winning those games, I guess. It's hard for me to look at one game, one guy yesterday, as bad as that O-line is and what he has around him, and go back and look at the season would be completely different at this point. But I certainly wish that he had been in there from jump, because he's got way more potential than Jacoby Brissett does, clearly.
And they, but they, those games, there were games to start the season that, that it seemed like maybe they could take it back and get wins. So if you had Drake May in there with all of those terrible pieces around him and him growing week to week,
right.
I definitely think they'd have two more wins under their belt.
Because you saw yesterday the other element that he gives you, and you saw him do it in his first game as a starter. When the pocket broke down around him real quick, he said, you know what, I'm getting the hell out of here. And so he was able to utilize his athletic ability to make some plays. He made a couple plays on the run with his legs. He made some plays on the run throwing the football. So you would have looked at where he was. And the Miami game was last week. So that would have been, what, 4 weeks into him as a starter? Like, by the time he gets to Miami, so if Miami's there sitting without Tua and Drake May has started the first 4 weeks of the season or whatever it was and got all those reps in training camp, I mean, he would be light years ahead of what we saw yesterday. Like, that's the biggest thing you got to take away from this.
He made rookie mistakes yesterday.
Yeah.
And so, I'm really interested when Jerod Mayo gets in here and he has, I assume, has watched film, whether or not the mistakes that he made were accuracy mistakes or were bad reads.
But I would throw out there what we're comparing him to is not a great quarterback. Jacoby Brissett made mistakes. He's not a rookie. They're just mistakes. So, like, the sack, if they don't take that sack on the 21-yard line of the Seahawks in week two, they win that game. And I think that it's not even that close if Drake May is the starting quarterback.
Right.
And the Dolphins, if you just get a mediocre throw to Polk in the end zone, then he gets both feet down without the heel, whatever thing they had to do now to make it a catch. And those are two wins against teams that you should beat at home, and you're 3-3. I don't think it's like saying that, you know, I hate going back in history and rewriting it. I would just say for our purposes, we have a season.
Right.
Now we don't.
Yeah, Ed, that's the biggest thing. And the glaring mistakes yesterday was the first interception where he completely airmailed it. Mm-hmm. The second interception, you can't really put on him. It's one of those plays where he throws the football, ball gets tipped up in the air, and then the defender happens to make a catch over Austin Hooper's back. The sack where he gets hit and it's a fumble, Yeah, you got to have better ball security. I get it. But those ain't like just him just making bad, dumb decisions. He had one play where I kind of was like he jumped up and tried to throw it where I go like, you can't do that.
Is that nerves, though?
I think part of it is nerves.
Yeah.
And you could see he was definitely nervous in the first half compared to the second half.
No, he certainly – he impressed me when it came to – you know, scrambling and throwing the football on the run. I mean, he threw the football, a complete broken play, and threw the football to Hunter Henry.
Yes.
And looked great doing it. So there's a lot of positives in Drake May and his debut yesterday, and we will talk about those all day long with you on this show, a Patriots Monday at Gillette Stadium, and we will be joined by Jerod Mayo here at 9 this morning. Maybe a little alarming that once again, post-game, Devon Godchow, who seems to be the guy who speaks up, said he felt like the defense yesterday was not playing with pride, which I think is, maybe a little bit alarming if you're worried about what's going on from an internal point of view with the New England Patriots. But
I think it'd be bad if they were 1-5 and they were happy. Like, I feel like the at least seeing that from a guy that's, one of the key cogs to your defensive front. Like, I don't think there's ever been a 1-5 team losing like this at home. That's like, I think we're all doing the right thing.
Godchow going out there and saying that, though, after already saying guys are being selfish, stuff like that, it's not a good look for the team, I don't think. It's one thing to not be happy with where they are in the season. I agree with you there.
Uh-huh.
But to be talking about things going on behind closed doors where you seem upset with your teammates.
Well, I wonder what it is, because when I look at this team defensively, especially, we all had higher expectations for them, but they're so two-faced with us, because at one point in time, you think, like, oh, they look pretty good, and then the other time, in the same game, you're like, damn, they look bad. So they kind of, like, tease us on the way that they make a great play, a great interception.
They give up 2-plus 50-yard runs.
It's so weird with this defense.
Yeah.
And there's been so many opportunities where the defense has the offense finally does something, whether it was the 49er game where they get it to within 10, I think it was. And it was like, okay, you know, get a stop here. Every time you say get a stop here, they get gashed. Like,
well, yeah, it happened yesterday when they scored the touchdown. You're going into the half. You're getting the ball back. And then you turn over and another score by the Texans. And
well, that's a short field. I don't really put that one on them. You know what I mean?
You're back out of that game, though.
Right. I get what you're saying, but those long runs that you kind of talked about, like that part of it, I get when you turn the ball over coming out of the second half. Defensively, you're like, all right, we're only down at the time. It was 14-7.
Which is shocking. I have never seen a game more lopsided than one score.
I know.
Game.
It was unbelievable.
And you got it, and you need a stop there, but it's a short field. So, yeah, we expected better from them. That's the problem that I have is, like, I don't know. Like, I just, in the text message kind of jokingly, I go, well, at least we got a top 10 defense. Oh, that was last year.
Yeah. No, right. They have been disappointing at times.
Yeah.
This is Bob in the car. Bob, good morning. What's going on?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Good show. I got just two quick comments. They faced an unbelievable defense yesterday. Drake did.
Yeah.
And if Jacoby was in there, there wouldn't have been any touchdowns. Maybe a field goal or two. It would have been a blowout.
Yeah.
Okay,
all
guys,
right.
Thank you.
All right. Bob, that's so true.
Bob is very positive. Yeah. So if you want to be on, like Bob, you got to call 617-779-7937. You can text with your comment on the Subaru of New England text line anytime between now and 10. The New England Patriots, for the first time since I was a mere 29 years old, are 1-5. It was 1995. I remember it like it was yesterday when they were 1-5. So
you look the same.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Courtney.
Were you on a big Nirvana kick?
1995, probably Pearl Jam, Nirvana. Yeah, probably maybe a little Soundgarden.
And you definitely had 100%. A starter jacket.
I didn't fit.
He's grunge.
It no longer fit.
Blue blockers?
probably. All right, we will get to today's leads in about 10 minutes at 6:25. They said it at 7. That is a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports, and we will definitely discuss C.J. Stroud's thoughts on how Drake May looked in his debut as an NFL starter. Boomer Esiason will join us at 8 this morning. We'll get to the news with Courtney at 8:20 and Gerard Mayo here at Gillette Stadium at 9 on a Patriots Monday. Speaking of Courtney, here she is right now with what is trending this morning.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Patriots fall to the Texans 41-21. It was May Day. Drake completed 20 of 33 passes for 243 yards and 3 touchdowns. As Greg said, he did have 2 interceptions in this one. Gerard Mayo not thrilled with the Pats' run defense. He didn't mince words. Here's what he had to say after the loss.
Defensively, I would say just the fundamentals of just tackling and our run fits have to improve. They have to improve. And I told all those guys, I said, you should feel like crap today. You should feel like crap. You take away those 2 long runs. We had 2 runs over 50 yards. I mean, it's just not winning football.
Tonight we'll see the Bills and Jets in Monday Night Football, 8:15 kickoff. The Bruins get another win at home over the weekend, an overtime win on Saturday over the Kings. They have a matinee matchup with the Panthers today, 1 p.m. puck drop. We have our NLCS and ALCS matchups. NLCS has the Dodgers up 1 on the Mets, and over in the AL, the Guardians kick off their series against the Yankees in the Bronx tonight at 7:38.
I have a question for the room. If the Dodgers win 3 more games and they go to the World Series, does that finally get America talking about Shohei Ohtani and what happened, or is it just totally gone?
No,
I think you have a man serving his time,
right.
who took the hit, and I think that's the collective.
Yes.
The collective mind of America is on to other things, yeah. Curtis.
Okay. It's whether or not he can win his first World Series,
okay.
Shohei. Like, arguably one of the greatest players in Major League Baseball history.
There we go.
Can he get the ring to go with it?
What are the odds of that?
Well, that's what's trending. Here is Curtis with your weather. A chilly morning this morning.
Oh, very brisk out there. Right now it feels like 49 in Boston, but it feels actually chillier than that when I was out. But that's what the weather report says. It's going to be 62 this afternoon. The rain should stop by mid-morning. Going to have sun breaking through this afternoon.
All right. Well, you got to see what Drake May could be And you can talk about that all morning long and all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Definitely curious about your thoughts. What did you see? What would you have liked to have seen when it comes to Drake May and his debut? 617-779-7937 is the number if you want to call, or you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937, and we will be back from Gillette with this morning's leads coming up next. Well, for Shime, it's a chubby Monday, and for the first time ever, it's not about his weight. I mean, that's your guy, Shime. What a day yesterday.
I'm up.
You like what you saw?
So shy.
Craig, I was thrilled. It was a rough start. Uh-huh. We started a little bit deer in the headlights, but we came around there after about a quarter and a half, and everything was good.
Yeah, yeah. Courtney did a wellness check on Shime early because he was silent
in
the group message, and then he went, it was midnight, and boom.
Well, I mean, you saw a glimpse of what he could be if he in the touchdown pass to Booty. And if he ever gets a legit weapon, somebody that he can throw to like that, it's way too early, I guess, to decide. We'll ask Boomer about this at 8. But are you able, Wiggy, you're the expert, you played the game.
Uh-huh.
Are you able to look at one game from a rookie quarterback and decide that you made the right pick at number 3? Like, are you able to try to remove your bias?
Yeah.
Which has been Drake May heavy for a long time here.
Uh-huh.
Are you able to say that after yesterday?
It's very difficult to say that after one game.
Okay.
It's difficult. But what I wanted to do was look for the moments and then look for, like, all right. So my lead is this, Greg. I don't know when we're getting into.
Well, we're about to get to him. I mean, don't.
All right. I'll hold on.
Your lead is about Drake May.
Yeah, it's something that I saw from him that made me go, this kid has the potential to be really good because of what I'm seeing.
Okay. We are at Gillette Stadium. It's a Patriots Monday. We'll talk to Boomer Esiason at 8, and Gerard Mayo will be here with us at 9 this morning. Shime, is JoJo still there? I'm trying to improve our customer service numbers.
I know JoJo.
On how long. Okay, what about David? Should we get to David?
David is gone as well.
Okay, all right. So we don't have a worry. We don't have an issue. I apologize, David and JoJo. I know you were hanging on. I'll do my best to get to you in a quicker response time, Curtis.
I think everything you do is spot on.
It'll be fixed by the bots. Once the bots take over, they will immediately get to you. It won't be a problem. All right. Let's get right to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
All right, Sean. Mick Jagger, David Bowie. Interesting choice when it comes to the cover as opposed to the original this morning, which is Martha and the Vandellas.
Vandellas, yeah.
Curtis knew that.
Oof,
but I assume that your suggestion is that Patriots fans are dancing in the street this morning?
I am dancing in the street. So, I would like to assume that all Patriots fans are dancing alongside me.
I mean, it is a holiday. It's Columbus Day. So you have the opportunity, I think, to dance in the streets.
Yeah, most people.
You can do that. And Shime, your lead this morning?
Yeah, good morning, Greg. It's pretty simple. I mean, it was Drake May yesterday, and he was good. I did a report card check-in with Andy Hart and Fitzy on the Six Rings post-game show after the game yesterday. I gave Drake May a B, a solid B, like an 85 out of 100 type deal. Were there some rookie mistakes? Absolutely. I mean, third pass of the game, sails went over the guy's head, and it's an interception. But when you look back on it, when you go through his performance, a lot of them were just mistakes. There weren't any moments where I go, oh, dude, what the hell are you doing? Like, there wasn't anything outright dumb or stupid that he did, right? It's some mistakes were footwork and you know, bailing out of throws sometimes in a way. Like, he threw a ball behind Hooper, a ball down the sideline, I felt like, with his feet he kind of bailed out on. The ball he sailed was the right read. He just made a bad throw. And so I felt like overall He was seeing everything. It was just, you know, that first quarter and a half for him was very deer in the headlights. He was kind of in over his head a little bit. But then he started to get comfortable, and they picked up some tempo, and he looked really, really good at the end of the first half and then looked solid in the second half. And I think the biggest thing that stood out to me was I have a very, very short leash for Alex Van Pelt. What are we doing coming out on the very first drive of the game? You're down 7-0, and we're going to go run into the offensive line, run into the offensive line.
And then, leave your rookie quarterback with a 3rd and 9.
And he has to just throw it out of bounds because there's nothing open. Like, what kind of play calling is that? And also, Drake May, great job running the football yesterday. Not a single, like, read option designed quarterback run. What is Van Pelt thinking?
I don't think there was a single screen yesterday, even.
They tried one, but it got blown up, and Drake just threw it at the field.
Alex Van Pelt is going to be an issue, but yeah. I
know his doppelganger, by the way. I sent it to Mitch. I don't know if we can show it today, but do you remember the great moment? We actually heard from one of the participants, the pizza toss at Fenway.
Yeah.
And there's a burly gentleman that's in the middle of it, and he gets his beer spilled all over him.
Yes.
That is Alex Van Pelt's brother. Or maybe it was even Alex Van Pelt 10 years ago.
Maybe.
But he is, Shime's excellent point, Shime.
So, Shime, your assessment, when it comes to the minus plays, your assessment is that it is accuracy, not poor reads.
Yes, exactly. It's accuracy and footwork issues, which are fixable. Like, those are things that can be improved upon over time, and that's why I'm very encouraged by this performance. I think that there weren't any horrible decisions. There wasn't a moment where he just Zach Wilsoned on himself and threw a ball, or like that Mac Jones pick where he just like straight up misses people and is like throwing it 10 miles past where Hunter Henry is. Like, the ball to Pop Douglas was supposed to be to Pop Douglas. If Pop Douglas is the size of, like, I don't know, Keenan Allen, maybe he catches that, but because he's Pop Douglas, it goes flying over his head and right into the defensive player's chest. So, look, I was very encouraged by Drake yesterday. Were there some mistakes? Absolutely. I was willing to admit that, no doubt. But out of all the rookie quarterbacks, this is probably the second best start out of any rookie quarterback in the class. So I'm very happy.
All right, Shime, thank you very much. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. Great lead by Shime. And I now know that the reason Drake May wasn't playing was not football related. I don't know why. I have some theories. So I know Courtney said I've been tinfoil hat guy for a while, but, you know, who knows? You know, you got a toddler kicking you in the nuts 5 times a day, your brain goes a little off. So I would say, obviously, Alex Van Pelt didn't want this sooner because he was exposed yesterday because he can't fall back on Jacoby Sucks. That was the most unimaginative, pathetic game plan I have ever seen. Alex Van Pelt, please don't say that you bought. Please rent.
Can he argue that he was dumbing it down this week for a rookie quarterback?
No, because Drake May can make throws immediately that Jacoby Brissett cannot.
Right.
And he has more ability.
And the offense looked the same.
Right. Mm. Number two, the way in which they decided to start him, you knew it was going to be at home. They did the Pat Patriot. So they made sure that Drake May's number 10 was there right when you could purchase the brand new, very popular red jersey. Pre-game, the social media wasn't even hiding it, saying, bro, gotta go get me one of these sweatshirts. Be right back, but BRB. So you're already using the Twitter account as like some catalog to buy new merch. But my favorite conspiracy theory is simple. What did we find out last Monday? I'll tell you that Tom Brady and the A-team from Fox were no longer traveling to Gillette Stadium. Who was next to Kraft yesterday in the suite? I'll tell you. The CBS CEO and director of programming happened to be right next to Robert Kraft. So I believe there could have been a chance that Robert said, F you, Fox. I'm not going to give you the Drake May debut. I'm going to put it on CBS with my good friends a week from today. Mm. I don't know which one it was, but it's very simple. This organization needs to start making decisions for the best interest of the football team, not about how you look or whatever, because yesterday, I don't know about you, Robert looked like a total tool high-fiving when Drake May threw the touchdown pass because this rare glimmer of hope had nothing to do with him. It had everything to do with getting the guy that fell into your lap at three, and the season's going down the drain because you refuse to make any investment on the offensive line or in the weapons for him to throw to.
That was your sixth O-line combination, different O-line combination in six games.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be very difficult.
That's
awful. The offensive line is just so offensive, and you watch every other team. Like, it's not that hard to get an offensive line that's okay.
See, I would normally rock with you on the third conspiracy theory, but the Fox game, the Fox CEO was sitting next to him. So that I wouldn't normally rock with you.
But maybe he put something in his like pizza.
You know, I mean, that would have been a great opportunity Brady calling Drake May's first
game. It's weird.
Game.
You guys brought it up at the start of the show. It is weird that you waited this long based on what we saw yesterday from Drake
But
May.
Doesn't that, doesn't it legitimize the players' concerns and the stuff about what they saw at practice?
Yeah.
When you saw these coaches saying, he's been great. They're sitting there, and I'm sure at practice he looked better than in the game because he's not getting hit.
Yeah. Right.
Like, you're watching him make that I mean, that pass at the end of the first half was perfect.
Orgasmic.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of getting hit, are you concerned? You know, he took a pretty big hit, and the shoulder was – they had to check the shoulder out. Are you worried about that?
I'm actually more heartened by more than what he did on the field. How he behaved on it in terms of reacting to bad plays, getting hit and getting up. When he was at the podium yesterday,
he was tough.
There's nothing about what somebody else's fault or this bitter beer face. Like, I'm all in with Drake May. I'm so happy for Shime and those that predicted it because he looked great.
And did you see his quote, too, about the people around him where he's like, yeah, they're not going to worry about the encouraging plays. They only care about winning.
Yeah. I thought Tom Brady did a pretty good job yesterday.
On that awful game. Yeah. And then he had to have that awful Hutchinson.
Yeah.
I think Tom actually played with his dad at Michigan, Aiden Hutchinson.
Oh, did he? Yeah, maybe he did.
But yeah, that was I mean, he's getting more and more comfortable. He's not a big fan of Dak. And I don't know
who
is? That interception that he threw in that first quarter.
It's my lead.
Your lead is a Dak lead?
Oh, it sure is.
Oh, so is mine.
Oh, wow. Double Dak.
I don't know if it's the same topic or not.
Okay.
That could be a real issue. I might have to pivot.
Is this a strawberry daiquiri?
Yeah, that Hutchinson injury.
Awful.
Yeah.
Really sad.
And I can't believe that there's enough force. You got two guys running, and we want Courtney to just cover your ears.
Yeah, squeamish.
But there's enough force to do what that leg did to the ankle and the leg.
Yeah.
And just merely running on a football field.
Yeah. But they're moving at a high rate of speed.
I know, but that
– And that's
– But, Wiggy, they weren't – it wasn't full field –
Right.
Run.
They didn't have a big
collision.
But it was a whip. When Hutchinson's legs whips around at that momentum, and then you got the other guy whose knee in the front of his shin knee pod is coming forward to where it's the side of Hutchinson's shin. It's just, you see, and they talked about it, you see a lot of it in the MMA when they try to block.
Well, I understand that because of the velocity of the kick.
Right, like, but the velocity of him getting whipped around, think about this is a 265-pound man in Hutchinson whose legs are getting whipped around and going into another guy who's 250 pounds.
If you're a sicko who's posting it online too, please stop.
No, it's just part of the.
No, I hate it.
Look at it. But it's just
hard.
People want to see. Like, you know, you see it. Okay, there's the Hutch. Scroll right past
him.
But that hurts their defense, though, Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
He's their best defensive player.
He might have been Defensive Player of the Year, or at least in the running.
I believe he led the league in sacks.
It had Puppygate vibes for me.
Yeah.
Oh.
The nature of the beast, man.
Rest in peace.
All right. We got to take a break. We will get to Wiggy's lead and to Courtney's lead and to my lead coming up next from Gillette Stadium on a Patriots Monday after another loss for the New England Patriots next. It is a Mayo Monday, and there is one place this morning where you can hear Gerard Mayo at 9, and that is right here. And we will talk with the head coach of the New England Patriots at 9 on this morning's show about the NFL starting debut of Drake May yesterday. We will also talk to Boomer Esiason at 8 on this morning's Patriots Monday show. And before that, we will get to They Said It, coming up in just about 10 or 15 minutes or so, right after 7, and certainly discuss CJ Stroud's thoughts on how Drake May looked in his debut here at Gillette Stadium yesterday. But we have some leads left this morning, including Courtney's. Courtney and I, same topic apparently for leads. Great minds think alike. Mm-hmm. You have something on Dak Prescott.
Yeah, and thank you. Good morning, everybody. And I hate to go back to Friday's show, but there was a pretty lively debate considering who would you rather, Dak Prescott or Brock Purdy? And I doubled down on Brock Purdy being the guy that I would go to when he said I was crazy. Just going back to yesterday's game, 47-9 loss at home for the Cowboys. Dak Prescott completed 17 of 33 passes, 178 yards, and two interceptions. I rest my...
Is that just Courtney's mic, or is it me who it keeps...
No, I can hear it in mine as well.
Right.
Maybe Greg did this so that he could keep the lead.
No, we have completely different lead thoughts on that. Hold on, we got Maddie taking a look at... Oh, this is the solution. Unplug it and then plug it back in again. That's or tighten it up.
There you go. Control-Alt-Delete.
Try that now.
I rest my case. Dak Prescott, not the guy this season. Brock Purdy, 1,000,000% would take him.
No. All right. Yeah. Why don't you take this? Here, you can maybe we could try this headset and this microphone. I will. Shyam, I'm looking for a little something extra in my paycheck for being... a producer, an engineer, and a talent.
You got it. I'll run it up the flagpole, Greg.
I can't hear anything in this one.
No, you're fine. Talk. Yeah, try that one.
Okay. Yeah. That's it. Dak Prescott, I would take 1,000,000% over Brock Purdy, and I stick by that. And I'm so happy that Dak Prescott showed what he was in yesterday's game.
Well, I think that's because of the coach. If you put your
I thought that a good quarterback's supposed to elevate the team.
I'm saying if you put your boy Brock Purdy with Mike McCarthy, who's a buffoon, he'd probably look the same. And if you put Dak with Kyle Shanahan, it's just McCarthy is such a buffoon.
Mm. He's not going to be there next year, right?
No, there's no
way. I don't know how he's still there now.
Well, Jerry Jones is saying that he's not parting ways with him.
Well, it's his contract's up at the end of the year.
But he said, he's like, I want to reiterate this. He was doubling down on that he is not going to get rid of Mike.
Well, I would just, if he said that to me, I'd say, then why is he under contract only for another 10
games?
Yeah,
why not give him an extension?
I don't think if Mike McCarthy's back next year, there will be people storming Jerry World in Dallas.
Yeah.
People will lose their
minds. They're
going
to set that place on fire.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, Courtney. Wiggy, good morning.
All right. Good morning. Shyam, you asked, and so I shall oblige, my young fellow man. Week one, first start, 17 to 24, 184 yards, zero touchdowns, zero interceptions, 93 quarterback rating in a loss to Tampa Bay. That's Jaden Daniels. Week one, 14 to 29, 93 yards, zero tugs, zero INTs, 55 QB rating, and that was Caleb Williams. Those were what the other two guys looked like in their first start of their NFL career. Excuse me. Difference is, though, they all got full training camps, 100% of the reps in training camp, leading up into the season, knew what the expectations were for themselves. Drake May was
had an offensive line that has been relatively contiguous.
But, yeah, even though because I've said the offensive line for Washington and Chicago hasn't been great.
It said it's very similar to the Patriots.
But the difference is that when you get all those reps in training camp and then you get all those reps in practice leading into the week, you're going to at least feel a different type of way as a starting quarterback or any position where, okay, they have confidence in me versus you get thrown in, you're getting 30% of the reps. Now you got to wait for this guy to potentially play bad enough for them to make a quarterback change. Even Drake May said, I was starstruck when I heard that I was going to be the starting quarterback. And he basically only had this short time to prepare, went out there. Yes, are there mistakes? Are there nervous jitters? Probably going to be. You're playing against a very good Houston Texans team. So I give him a lot of credit. And so when I look at what he was able to do, knowing the situation that he was in, I would have loved to seen what he looked like if he got all the reps, all knew that he was the guy from day one, and where he would be right now in his NFL career as the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots if he had played, what was yesterday, game six?
Yep.
So if he would have had five games underneath his belt. Not saying they beat the Texans. Don't get it twisted. But you are probably, because you saw it from the first half to the second half,
yep,
of how he kind of evolved and got a little bit more comfortable, made, you know, a little bit less mistakes, took a little bit more risk in making some of the throws. And Matt Ryan said it, for all those guys, those other former NFL players who go sit him, Matty Ice said playing is the best experience that you can get. And, you know, it looks like if continuing to get that, he'll be headed in the right direction.
All right, Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got it.
On the topic of Dak Prescott, he was very upset this week because of the national media attention on what he is doing with his property. So he bought a piece of land that has a $3 million mansion
on it.
Seen
this.
And he demolished the $3 million mansion.
Knocked it down.
And he's building a mansion that fits his needs and his desires. Apparently the $3 million place.
Trash.
That dump was not good enough. Some have been in the media, have been focused on it. They've been flying drones over it. Some are suggesting that in this economy, that, you know, what a waste of money and what a waste of effort.
In this economy?
Here, Courtney.
Here is Drake, is Dak talking about that last week.
I think it's crazy the coverage that it got. Being frank, you know, trying to live my, keep my personal life, build a home or a place or have a property that, you know, I'm about to raise a daughter and a family there, that I truly don't appreciate the drones, the extra videos, and honestly, the conversation of it. I'm super blessed to be able to at this point build what I want. So enough said.
All right, security risk.
It's America. I mean, can we leave Dak alone?
I don't get it. That's
too much. Drones and stuff like that.
He's
when you
worked
have a family.
Hard for his money. Yeah. I mean, if he wants to knock a place down and put a new one up, then who cares?
Isn't this somebody's economy?
Isn't somebody knocking down a $19 million mansion in Nantucket?
We talked about that during the news.
And he's creating jobs. Those people that are going to go out there and knock it down and rebuild a new home.
I just find it so weird that athletes and what they earn and what they do and how they spend it is so much more of a national story than any other celebrity. Like, if Tom Cruise builds a mansion, nobody's flipping out about it.
Right.
Because he's an actor. But because we can't, speaking for myself, I couldn't see myself as an actor winning an Oscar, but everybody plays football in their backyard. Yeah. So they have this, like, odd sort of just judgment and resentment towards athletes spending money that they don't do for anybody else.
Right.
People are so weird because somebody had this.
You don't see them complaining about the OnlyFans content creators they're making.
No. Well, you know what's crazy? Somebody had this on social media and it had me thinking because they said they did it with the your boy for the longshoreman. People were all upset that the guy lived in a nice house, drove a Bentley, and were like criticizing him for him trying to get union workers more money. And they're like, oh, look where he lives. They're like, the guy is...
Well, he does have a very nice place.
But he's probably very high on the list. Yeah. And like people are complaining. Like they're basically saying, because you're a longshoreman foreman or whatever his title is.
Well, he's the head of the union.
Head of the union. Because you're the head of the union, you should be. You should be living on a lower level.
Right.
Like if you're living on a high level as a the head of the union, that's wrong. But millionaires can live the way that they want to live and nobody complaining, which is so stupid.
All right. Well, those are our leads. We are at Gillette Stadium. It is a Patriots Monday, and we will talk to Gerard Mayo, looking like closer to 9:20 this morning than 9. So Gerard Mayo at 9, Boomer Esiason at 8. And what C.J. Stroud thought of Drake May yesterday, coming up next when we get to They Said It.